flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
BT and Sal back on the fan on this Friday. Who wants to go to Vegas? I do. The Slam Dunk in Vegas is live, and you can win your way to Sin City during the tournament here. All you have to do to win it, simple. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the fan each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry and your chance to win. Travel and accommodations for 4 to Las Vegas, plus $5,000 each to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball championships. That's a chance to win 20 grand at a trip to Vegas for the boys or the girls, whatever it is. Maybe 2 of each, whatever. Download the free Odyssey app and listen. All right, so this could be a very, very fun day here. The Boomer tweet, obviously, he is not a troll. Boomer's not just going to put this out there to mess around with Met fans. He is a Met fan himself. He has been on the record very firmly. He always wanted Pete to return. You know, for the purposes of my opinions here, I always wanted Pete to return for you, but I always attacked it with, you know, no emotion because I'm not a Mets fan. But I never lost sight of what he means to you. I always tried to incorporate that. Now, what he means to you is more meaningful than what I think he means to you, clearly. But the bottom line is this. Let's also say this. Let's say that Boomer nails it, and at some point today, Pete Alonso deal's done. Mets can't be done. Like, the Mets can't be done. This isn't like, all right, well, we got Soto. All right, we retain Manaea. Pete's back 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Let's go beat the Dodgers. No. At that point, I'm still not even sure the Mets are the I don't think they're the best team in the NL East at that point. Maybe they jump the Phillies. I still think they've got work to do. And I almost don't even want to take away the enthusiasm by getting too much into what else they have to do. But I'll tell you what, you better be on the phone with San Diego, because if you're not, somebody else is. Could be the, not going to be the Dodgers at this point, but it could be the Giants, could be the Brewers, could be the Phillies, could be the Braves. Braves lost a pitcher and Freed. They don't think they want Dylan Cease or Michael King. So make sure you don't let them get those guys first. They're trading people. So, I mean, this could turn into a wild week for the Mets, where you get Pete back and Cease, and it would of the options. And I'll get more into this later, but I mean, of the options, I think that I prefer King for the Mets. I think they'd be more inclined to go after Cease. I'll tell you why later. But Met fans, it's the first good news, even though there was a little thawing the other day with Cohen, reconnection, if you will, with Pete and Cohen. But now it seems like it's finally moving in a direction where at this point I'd be surprised if he's not back with the Mets. Let me get Joey in Lodi. Joe, BT and Sal, what's happening?
Hey, Joe. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan.
All right, Joe. So, thank you.
All right. So, listen, I'm a diehard Met fan, born and raised in the Bronx, go figure, but I'm a diehard Met fan. Yeah. I wanted Pete back the entire time. Now, I think if he keeps putting his numbers up, he's looking at 500 home runs maybe as in a Met career. If they sign him for, say, another 4 years, I could see him. He's got 230 maybe now.
He's not getting – I don't know. He's not – you know what? I don't even want to be that guy. I've done the math. I don't think he's getting five.
We need him for insurance. We need him for insurance,
yes,
with Soto.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, forget about the 500.
We have a lot
hold on,
of
Joe, hold on. Let me start over with you, buddy. I don't mean to – hold on. Forget about the 500 home runs. That's like an ancillary thing down the road. All right, let's retire Pete's number, 480, yeah, 502. Forget about the home runs. How about just putting a bat behind Soto to win in 2025?
Sandwich him right in between Vientos sandwich Soto in between Vientos and Alonso, and that's a formidable lineup, too. Everyone's sleeping on Nimmo, too. I think Nimmo's going to have another all-star year this year.
Yeah, I mean, I like Nimmo, and I certainly respect him. I think he's an above-average player. I'm not trying to downgrade him. You know, I look at Nimmo as, and I've said this before, like for an elite team, like a year-to-year World Series kind of a lineup. I see him more as like a six-hitter myself, 6-7, on a loaded team. You know, but he's good. Let me get Justin in Queens. Justin, what's happening?
BT, you're the man. For years, you've been the man. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Everything you do, you keep me going every day.
I appreciate that.
Listen, I think you hit this thing on the head. I'm in a group chat with like 30 Met fans, and the literal hours I've spent arguing the same point about how we need Pete, about how it doesn't matter that he's 30, because all the other guys, oh, he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
He's regressed. He's slow. I'm like, where are you getting 34 home runs and 88 RBIs on the market right now?
In a down year, by the way.
And that was my point.
Yeah.
That's a bad year. First of all, we need him for the protection, right? We need him because he's one of ours. You can't discount that. He's one of ours. We need him to be that guy, right, that we see through maybe to the end. But more than that, we also need Pete Alonso because Pete Alonso has done it in New York. And people discount that. You're talking about Vladdy? Of course I would want Vladdy, 25 years old, whatever he is. We don't know that he can produce in New York. We've seen it with Lindor. We've seen it with Beltran. We've seen it with all these. It takes time to learn how to do it here. Pete's done it here. So that in itself deserves a contract because we know that he's going to produce. And with the money that Steve has already spent, my argument was you see the Dodgers making move after move after move. We got to keep up with that. I don't care about Stearns. You know, oh, he's able to build a team with pennies and this and that. That's fine. But now it's a different ballgame because we were two games away from the World Series, and the Dodgers keep making moves. We have to keep up with that. And the one way you do that is by keeping your own.
Well, I agree with a lot of the things you said there, Justin. The only thing that I would push back on, and thanks for the call, buddy. Have a great weekend. Really appreciate the kind words, too. I think when you say, you know, we got to keep up with the Dodgers, and by the way, this applies to the Yankees as well, any team, I think that that's the wrong fundamental way of looking at it. I think what you've got to do is you've got to adhere to the plan that you built out that you envision providing sustained success. I think when you start looking at it, like, because if you want to, quote unquote, keep up with the Dodgers, well, then the Yanks and the Mets both would have been going after Alex Bregman 7 years, 160, 170. And I think all of us kind of think that's the wrong move. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, I prefer, you know, Bregman fielding, you know, picking everything at third base over DJ LeMahieu. Oh, yeah, myself, sure. But I know the power is going to drop and it's a different dimension from Yankee Stadium to what he's accustomed to in Houston. So I don't think long-term it's a good play. I think it's going to saddle him down the road, which would then really prohibit what they could do down the road. Same with the Mets. So obviously, because we're talking about the Mets, I think that I know why people say it, because when you see the Dodgers doing just, my God, they just bombard us move after move after move after move after move. We're like bloodied in the corner, like, oh my God, somebody throw the towel. I mean, throw the towel or get me some help here, you know, double teaming this guy because I'm not beating them one-on-one. Well, no matter what the Mets do this offseason, even before today, and even before all these other guys signed, like even if the Mets would have signed Alonso, Santander, and trade for Dylan Cease, on paper, you're still not the Dodgers. So that's the wrong way to look at it. Stick to your plan, and you gotta trust Stearns' plan. You have to, you know? Listen, what's made this complex here, guys, is that there's 2 years in a row where Pete's had some downward slippage, some confounding signs of statistical, you know, erosion. You know, like in 2023, the average went down. In 2024, the power went down. You know, that's not a good trend as you approach your 30, you know, as you get to prepare to turn 30, and you're a righty first baseman who can't move incredibly well. You know, so that's always been the problem there. You know, if he was a middle infielder who can move, or a right fielder with a higher average and thump like Soto, it's a different profile negotiation, but it's just very unique. Paul's in Newark. What's happening? BT and Sal. Paul, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I've been pushing for Alonso for a long time, so I'd be a happy camper. I want to talk about the lineup, if I could.
Yeah.
The Mets have had garbage. They've had a hole at the bottom of their lineup for a long time.
Yep.
Well, I think you need two. I know you want Soto number two because you want to get as many at-bats as you could.
No, I don't.
But I think you need two guys. I think you need two guys in front of Soto, Lindor and Nimmo. People don't like Nimmo there. He 329 on-base percentage, but before that, 363, 401. He gets on base, and if you get two guys on base, they're going to have to pitch more to Soto. They can't pitch around them. So you got Lindor, Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, and Vientos. You got a top five that's strong. And the last thing, the Mets haven't had a DH for years.
Yeah, I know.
They need a good DH in their lineup. They had, you know, Martinez. He was nothing. They had Bubble Boy. I called him Vogelback. And the other right-handed guy, yeah. That was nothing. They need a DH, too, to help the line. But 1 through 5, they're solid.
I think they need another pitcher, too. But, yeah, and those are things that they could still solve moving forward. Thanks for the call. I would not put Nimmo number two. I would put Vientos number two. Yeah, I hinted at this before. To me, and I just, you know, this is where we overthink stuff, and it's frustrating. Like, so we have Aaron Boone in the other day, me and Sal. By the way, BT and Sal, 2, Yankee skipper, 0, with the baseball card game. And just to show that I'm not a sore loser, I did wind up hooking Skip up with those Johnny's tickets. He is going to watch St. John's Marquette Tuesday at the Garden. So Aaron Boone is jumping into the Johnny's Express as well. It's going to be fun. But the baseball cards we were doing was from the 80s, right? And if you're old enough and you watch baseball in the 80s, go back to the 80s, close your eyes, right, and say, okay, what is Juan Soto profile as? Let me see. Oh, I don't know. He's the perfect three-hitter. He hits for power, hits for average, always on base, you know, preferably a lefty. Not that you can't have a righty who's a three-hitter, but back in the day, it seemed like a lot of the three-hitters were lefties. All right, so hit him third. Stop overthinking this. And then go back to the 80s again. I know it's not the 80s. Close your eyes. Where does Pete Alonso profile? Let me see. He's not that quick. He's a righty. He's got massive power, light tower power. I don't know. Fourth. So, like, why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? If I'm the Mets, and I am not, and you know this about me, because you listen to the show, and I try not to bombard you with numbers. Maybe I'll do it a little more on social media. Because nobody wants to get hit with numbers on the radio. It's boring and it's hard to process. But I love analytics. I incorporate it into my opinions. I follow them. I trust them. Now, I don't live by them because I trust my eyes more. But I don't dump on analytics. Screw that stuff for a second. Can you tell me that a better 1 through 4... that you can construct a better 1 through 4 for the Mets than Lindor 1, Vientos 2, Soto 3, Pete 4. Can somebody tell me how it's better with Nimmo 2? It's not. And let me tell you why. First of all, you got obviously Lindor, you got speed, he's a stud, he's a switch hitter, boom. Then you have Vientos, who obviously is a righty and a young ascending star. And, oh yeah, by the way, who's a higher average hitter than Nimmo, I think. And then right behind him, as massive protection, is Juan Soto, who's a lefty following the righty Vientos. And then after the lefty Soto is the masher, lower average, slow-footed, but masher, righty hitter in Pete. Yeah. Let's overthink this and let's put Soto too and let's get cute. No. Lindor, Fientos, Soto, Pete. Period. That's it. That's the lineup. And figure out 5 through 9 later. 888-808-1019. There it is. Should be the manager. Tom Bendy's actually really good. Now, Hoff, by the way. Hoff, what's going on, buddy? Are you excited, dude? You haven't said a word on the air today. Come on. Let's go. Your boy's coming back.
Am I excited about what?
Pete.
What about him? He's not here.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. No. You asked me if I was excited first. I'm not. He's not here. He's not signed yet. So
he's
not
in a grumpy mood today.
No.
I'm not going to call on you anymore today.
No, hold on. No. You asked me a question. You got to let me answer because...
You did. You said you're not excited.
Yeah, and okay. I want to explain why.
Go ahead.
Because it's not beneficial. There's a lot of rumors going on, but this has been going on for months. So I'm not going to believe it until it happens. I got to be honest. If it doesn't happen this weekend,
yeah,
it's never going to happen.
Are you... At least give me this. You probably won't. Seems like you're in that kind of mood today, Hoffy. Will you... Are you, I should say, at least a little more excited today than you were yesterday?
No. It's the same nonsense, BT. It's the same nonsense. Hey, guess what? You're going to get Pete Alonso and the Mets are going to make a deal.
Uh-huh.
Really? I've heard this story how many times this year?
You didn't hear from Boomba, though.
Yeah, well, guess what? Yeah. I've heard that Boomer's been wrong once in a while, too. So it happens.
It's the Admirals.
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get some strays at Boomer. Yeah, Boomer's not always right.
I'm not putting strays at Boomer.
Wait a second. Hold on a second now. Now, this is where I got a question you do. I just got to call you out. I'm looking at your Twitter account. And Boomer, 13 hours ago, it says, I'm feeling like Pete is a Met tomorrow with the clasped hands. You, like myself, a Catholic school product.
Yes.
So you love the emoji. And then you quote tweet him 13 hours ago. This was last night.
Yes, so maybe about 6 minutes after I saw his ex account. Uh-huh. Yes.
And Hoffman tweets, let's all celebrate a Pete Alonso Friday signing together! Exclamation point.
Correct. But guess what?
What?
Now we're 13 hours later and it hasn't happened. And I have this feeling it's not going to happen today.
Okay, so you'll at least grant me 13 hours ago
or
you were excited?
Of course.
All right, well, then at least give me that. Jeez.
No,
everybody's
I can't.
So grumpy around
because
here.
Because
Geos,
it hasn't
it's
happened.
A news dump. You don't believe Boomer.
Yeah,
my goodness.
But am I wrong? It's not a news dump. It's a Friday. Hey, let's go. Let's get Pete. By the way, I also read that as soon as that happened, then John Heyman had a story about the Reds and Pete Alonso.
Well, that's all leverage for
exactly.
Boris. Come on, you know that nonsense, dude.
It's always leverage from everybody. I don't
He's
know.
He's going to play for the Reds. They're gonna have Tony Perez going to play for the Reds before Pete plays for the Reds.
Hey, is Boris in Boomer's pocket?
Oh, dude, watch it, man.
Woo!
Be careful, buddy. All right.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.